when we speak of immigration, of immigration reform, when we talk of a life of dedication to immigration, indeed, not just to immigration for the Irish, but in terms of dedicating a life to a better Ireland, to Northern Ireland, to the peace process, we wouldn't have to look much further than my guest who we're just linking up with here, Ciarán Staunton, who is from Mayo, but to the forefront, definitely nobody would take it away from you, Ciarán, that as head, founder, and as leader of the Irish Lobby for Immigration Reform, we welcome you to the program.
Thank you, Adrian. Thank you, Anya.
Now, just want to, earlier in our program, we had Peter King, somebody who indeed has been a staunch supporter of Irish, of the Irish issues, again, no more than yourself, going back to a long period of time when the peace process in Northern Ireland was only a dream. He's a good guy and a fellow who indeed has always been to the forefront on Irish issues. His read, first of all, he is a supporter of immigration reform, but his read on it is that there is a likelihood that immigration reform will drift onwards into maybe next March or April, and then obviously that's very high risk for all of us who would like to see immigration reform, because it's going to get lost in next year's by-election. For somebody like yourself, I would like you to just address, well, first of all, Peter King, Congressman Peter King, has said that unfortunately we're up against the same group of hoopoes in the Republican Party who nearly dragged down the United States, shut down the government, and indeed they haven't come very far since then in having a repeat in January going into February. He's saying these are the same group of people who are opposing any form of immigration reform here in the United States. What do you read there, Ciarán Staunton?
Well, thank you, Adrian. First of all, I've known Peter King since I first saw him to speak in Boston, probably 1988, 25 years ago. And Peter's been a leader on all issues, and you don't have to 100% agree with him to admire that. If he believes in something, he goes above and beyond. And I remember when he first went to Congress, he wasn't even welcome at the Irish Embassy because he was so much of an outspoken advocate for human rights in Ireland. And he was, I mean, as you now know, everyone says they were with the peace process, but they weren't there when we wanted them.
Absolutely.
Peter was there well ahead of us, and he's been a leader on this. And he is one of the more pragmatic people in Congress and the party in leadership, and ourselves and Dan Dennehy and the EOH and all the Irish groups and the non-Irish groups had a wonderful meeting with him recently in his office on Long Island. Now, many years ago, Peter was a Congressman King, I should call him. He was telling the Republican parties that if they didn't address some of their people the way they carry on, they would lose a lot of members. And unfortunately for us, there is not a Republican Congress member left in all of New England. And at that time, when Congressman King was telling them to get with it, that they were losing blue-collar union Republican support, they didn't listen. And now again, he's saying, guys, you need to come to terms with immigration, with, I mean, even in a Congressman King's own district, there's 18% minority and Hispanic. And he's also one of those people who says he wants to stay on, not for the short term. And like some of those are, they want the morning glories, or some members of this party, only some now, and not saying in general, because
right.
I always remind people over the years, and you were there and Neil it out and others, when every aspect of this immigration we have got has been from Republicans. For instance, the worst piece of immigration the Irish community ever got was the 1965 Immigration Act that left us out, and that was passed by Democrats all through the House and Senate and the White House. Johnson and President Johnson and Senator Ted Kennedy. The first break we got was under President Reagan,
right.
The 86 Act. not enough, and Congressman Donnelly, the Morrison visas would not ever have become came into being but for Congressman Donnelly in the House, Republican Alan Simpson in the Senate, and was signed into law by President Bush the first. So I always remind people is that this is non-partisan. The worst bit of legislation, second worst to the 65 Act, was the Clinton Act in the 1990s, signed by President Clinton, that caused the 3 and 10 year bars, and that has had a huge suffering in our community. It is because of that law that people are forced to listen to funerals and can't go back to Ireland for events. Going forward, though, we had an event in Congress recently, Irish Central and Irish Lobby for Immigration and others. We sponsored the first ever Irish breakfast for Irish American members of Congress and from around the country, Irish American Republicans.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's plenty. Estelle O'Leary does a great job rounding up the Democrat Irish Americans. So we ran the first event and we had over 30 came. We had Congressman Joyce from Ohio and Congressman from Tennessee and you name it. And just like Paul Ryan, former vice presidential candidate, was our guest of honor. And when you look at the Republican Party, the leadership are on the same page as Peter, Congressman King, Speaker Boehner, Paul Ryan, Leader Cantor, and Leader McCarthy. They all want immigration reform. And what many of us are now saying is there's a resolution being produced in the House that has got a number of bipartisan support. It's got 180 Democrats and some Republicans, and they're saying, listen, let's move this on. And I think what the leadership of the Republican Party probably needs to do at this end is allow an open vote and just say, well, listen, let's put a bill on the floor and let's vote it up or down. And the people who, you rightfully said, brought the United States almost to its knees some months ago don't want that. And they're a bit like what you might have called in the old days the tail wagging the dog.
True.
And there's still a few there in that. But I think what Congressman King and others see, that if there isn't some movement on immigration, that it would become a very partisan issue and could cost a lot of people their seats. And that won't be helpful for anyone, especially those who say they are in control and they're on the other side of the aisle, the Republican side, saying that we want to keep this going. And they're actually right now, with the election we're held tomorrow morning for the House, the chances are the Republicans would lose the House. Go ahead.
No. What I want you to do, though, is to address the timeline. In addition to, you know, Irish Lobby for Immigration Reform, the AOH, the Irish government-sponsored agencies here to help Irish immigrants, all of the organizations across the country are being, and that's including that, obviously, the Irish government, who are on board. To be the devil's advocate here, why now? What's the rush?
Well, there's always what the rush, but from the Irish point of view, we've been waiting since 1965 because we got locked out then. So we're looking for a bit of fairness, right? Now, you have a position where you have a bill gone through the Senate, and it's a good bill.
Yes.
It helps. Not alone will it give us legal status for all our people who are here, but it would also, for the first time since 1965, open up the doors for Irish people to legally immigrate to America, 10,000 a year, and that is thanks to Senator Schumer. You know, one of the wonderful things, and you met him last week at the Emerald Isle, is that it took a Jewish politician from Brooklyn to try open the doors for Ireland again. And we have that gone through. It passed 72-28 in the Senate, let's say, and all we need is any bill to come through the House for conference. So we're halfway there.
Yeah.
We're halfway up the hill, and now is the time, because we've spent many months and years trying to get this bill up, and we got it before to the Senate door, and we couldn't get it through. We got Kennedy McCain through. So there is an option, and what happens is probably after Christmas, after spring, as Congressman King has said, is that a lot of them go into re-election mode, and no matter what initiative any party but the other side will always say, well, this is all about electioneering. The White House is concentrating on getting some legislation. By the way, recently we had conducted a survey, and we found that almost 100 members of the Republican Congress would like to see some immigration passed. And now is the time. What happened last week when you saw Noel Kilkenny at the Irish Council bring everyone together and say to everyone, regardless what Irish group you belong to, You need to find out who your congressman is and ask he or her, specifically a Republican, have you signed on to legislation? And it's individuals right now, so you're down to hand counting. We have 3 Republicans signed on to that other bill. There's a number of bills have already passed the Republican committee. And now is the time to just step up and say the Irish-American community wants immigration reform. And we're still very optimistic. There's meetings going on. I mean, Ambassador Anne Anderson, who just arrived from Ireland,
right.
She has met over 50 Republican members of Congress. She's actually done more in 4 weeks than her predecessor did in 6 years on Capitol Hill. She just arrived here from Tipperary, is the ambassador in Capitol Hill, and they're working it up there. We're having meetings in last weekend as of the Mayo people in Ohio. We have meetings going on this weekend upstate. We have meetings going on in Virginia, South, North Carolina, and in many states where there's any right. Irish-American groups.
Well, the Irish Lobby for Immigration Reform, which you head, and you, Niarán O'Dowd, and indeed I was among those privileged to get on the board right away.
Yep.
This is, and let's call it exactly what it is. This is a national organization.
Yep.
It's great to have the kind of support that we have, say, in New York and New
yep.
Jersey and somewhere. Getting across the United States, and you and the Irish Lobby for Immigration are working on this full time. You're going
yep.
into areas where, as you have said many times before, that it's not even those who are for or against. They don't even know it's happening. They don't know the
yep.
significance of it. Tell us about that.
For Irish Americans, we'll say, we did some research, and we broke down every congressional constituency, Republican-wise, with Irish American community in it. For instance, one in Pennsylvania, Gerlich is the congressman's name. He wouldn't even have meetings. Yet we found out that 20% of his district were Irish American. So we grouped the GEA, the AOH, we put them all together, and we put them on a bus, and we brought them to his office in Washington. Then he had no choice.
Right.
And that, what we have done is we've gone out into those areas with our friends in the embassy and AOH. And by the way, it's not limited to groups. It's often individuals. And most people do not know that the No Irish Need Apply sign that came down at the White House in 1960, as far as immigrants and Irish immigrants, still hangs on the Statue of Liberty. We did a big information event at the GEA North American Finals in Ohio in September, where there were representatives from 100 teams around the country, and most people who came up to the information booth were not aware that Irish people could not legally integrate. Out of 10 million visas given out over the last 10 years, 10 million visas, Ireland got less than 15,000, and that was mainly through marriage.
Incredible, but it is fact.
But the reality is there, and even Ambassador Anne Anderson the other day, we actually conducted that background. Deirdre Hickey was the person who spent many months doing all the research, and they were astounded. And Peter King and Congressman King and all others, many didn't know that we have become, and not deliberately a victim of it, but even Senator Kennedy, the architect of that bill in 65, said,
uh-huh.
Well, we hadn't foreseen what would happen. And
right.
Irish Americans then tried to tell them what would happen. However, these 10,000 visas a year for life, and plus we will legalize everyone that's on the ground, will be, many say, a lifeblood injection into many Irish American organizations, because people are coming, and as you know, over 350,000 people left Ireland last year. Now, and they're boasting right now that the unemployment rate has dropped, and the reason it's dropped is that everyone's gone. And for the next 5 to 10 years, as you well know, they will be coming, and this will be a way for them, rather than coming living under the shadows, they can come legally and become of American life like you did, and your Dwyers and the Durkins and all before you came legally and became lawyers or became police or business people or whatever they want to be. So we are saying, not that we're better than anyone else, but we should have the same opportunities as everyone else.
You know, it is worth going back to, because, you know, we flit over the bill and that infamous meeting going back to 1965. We assume that people know about that. What happened in 1965 that changed the immigration opportunities for Ireland, which still continues today?
Well, in a nutshell, what happened was, at that time there was a quota system. Ireland had a quota at 17,500 visas a year. So Congress, in its wisdom and madness, led by Senator Kennedy and many others, said we need to do away with the quota systems because it favours the old European countries, and we need to expand it out to bring in family preference and brothers, sisters.
Yeah.
And within 5 years, Ireland had gone from having 17,000 a year to having a couple of hundred people arriving. And that never, and as you remember, you worked on the program when Brian Donnelly tried to create the new seed, and that got maybe a few thousand, but they all had sunshine clauses. Congressman Morrison tried to do something similar. We got 16,000 a year, but that was only for 3 years.
Right.
Congressman Schumer at the time tried to do it with the diversity visas, and he had a great plan, which was 50,000 among 36 countries that would be forever. But when bureaucrats in Congress and got working, as someone said, they turned it into a sausage-making process. They threw in, I think it's 160 countries. So the diversity visas, also known as the lottery visas, are in some places in the Senate, people still call them the Irish visas.
Right.
But we actually created the program, and we actually get an average of about 200 a year instead of the 5,000 a year we had thought we would get back in 1990. So we've learned by the mistakes, and we've learned, and there's no point finger pointing, the bottom line is that we a number of times tried to cure it, and we band-aided it, and this time Neil Adown and I and others, we met with Senator Schumer, and we said, listen, we don't want to be addressing this every 5 years or every 10 years. We need to get the future flow, legal flow. Then, lo and behold, it was Debbie McGoldrick that spotted the idea. The Australians had just got a sweetheart deal for 10,500 visas a year. So we met with Senator Schumer in the Bronx, and we met him up there and said, listen, you know, if the Australians can get 10,500 a year, why can't we get 10,500? So that's where the figure came out of.
Right.
And that's going forward. What we want to do is so that this will be the last time we'll ever address one undocumented, and by addressing future flow, because I sit on the board of many of the immigration, the national groups. Now, all they are looking for is dealing with illegals or undocumented. Who cares what name you use? But we said we only deal with the undocumented in our community, well, in 5 years' time, we have another 50,000 illegals.
Right.
So we need to deal. We have a two-step program. One is everyone that's here, create a legal path for them and create a legal avenue for people to come in the future.
What
Wherever
they're
coming from. If they're your grandchildren or grandnephews or nieces or aunts or something.
You know,
so that's what we have it. That's in a nutshell.
Kieran Staunton, who is founder and head of the Irish Lobby for Immigration Reform, I want to ask you about you know, the theory that here are the Irish again looking for a special deal. Actually, what you are looking for, what the Irish community is looking for, is to bring immigration reform to the floor, and then we will take our chances, or then we will have an opportunity. We're not looking for another Donnelly-type visa or another, you know, Schumer or you know, Morrison-type visa. We're looking to bring the whole thing to the floor.
Yeah, well, first of all, is that we have never, and we're very little being accused of it. Once we explained why we were at the table, that we got sharp changes in 65, all groups now realize, because we're sitting at the table with every immigrant group, they all realize we got chapters in 65. They all realize that, as Senator John McCain says, we have a huge dog in this fight. So what we're saying is that we're all in one, right? So we're all in this together. We're all making this happen. When we meet with someone, we're talking about getting immigration moved, getting it onto the next level. Whoever it be, whether it be a senator, or whether it be a congress member, wherever they may live, whether it be Congressman Graham in Staten Island, Brooklyn, we want to know what his position is, the same as we want to know what someone else.
Right. And we also know that those who have signed on, those who want immigration reform, they're in a lonely spot there. They've already done it. They've already they've done it. But they need... you know, they need help too, and the
That's
number
a good point.
That we're talking
That is a good point.
Right, and the number that we are talking about is not huge, but since we are appealing to, you know, to people right across the United States, and indeed to listeners to this program here, what we want to do is to move now, not you know, there have been all kinds of distractions. We have...
A lot of fear reason not to do something, absolutely, as you well know.
Absolutely. And next Tuesday, there are elections, again, right, you know, through the United States. Let's take this opportunity for once and for all, because the clock is ticking, and let's not find ourselves in a position, as pointed out, you know, by Congressman Peter King and others, that if this drifts on into, 2014, we are rapidly losing, the Trump card that we have right now.
Yeah, you are, because you're halfway there. You're halfway up the hill, and if you stop rolling a boulder up a hill or a ball, if you stop that ball rolling, and that's what's going to happen. When Congress winds down next year, that ball goes right back down to the bottom, and you have to start it rolling up the hill again. So this needs to be done, in a bit of a hurry. But our line is very simple. All we say is that people who know a Republican Congress member, and all they've got to say is, Irish Americans want immigration reform. You don't have to get into bill specifics or into any of the stuff that you and I have discussed over the last 30 years. Irish, and as we said to people, President Reagan or President Kennedy's families could not immigrate from Ireland under the current law. That's reality. The Flandys from Mayo and the Durkins or the O'Dwyers or the people that build the city couldn't immigrate to America right now from Ireland. They'd be illegal. They'd have to sneak in. There's reality.
That's what it is, and that's what the rush is. If somebody says, what's the rush? The rush is there. It's on now. We know that you, and again, the Irish Lobby for Immigration Reform, are continuing to do something which is now, not a month from now or 2 months from now. If we do it now, we have indeed a shot at it, and this, in fact, may be the last chance that we are going to have.
You and I have been doing this for 30 years and trying to get it finished, and I think this is, we won't be doing it for another 30. So that
we won't get a chance.
As we'd say in Mayo, the iron is red, so now is the time to hit us.
On that note, I want to thank you.
Thanks for all your help. God bless.
Okay. Kieran Staunton there, friends, founder and leader of the Irish Lobby for Immigration Reform. The message is very simple. Let's do it now. Thank those who have signed on. Let's help those in Congress who feel that there's nothing much more they can do unless we get the Republicans on board. Let's try to do it. If you have any friends or relatives right across the United States, anywhere, give them a call and say, now is the time. And indeed, friends, we can make it. This is the time to make it or break it. Now, this week. Again, just that's what we all need to do, and this has short term and indeed long term benefits for the Irish, including going forward 10,500 visas per year for Ireland into the indefinite future. That will go a long way indeed. In addition to legalizing and showing and affording a path to citizenship for many of the undocumented here in the United States. Let's bring